You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hi, everyone. I have a mini episode for you today. I don't have a guest. I'm a little bit behind, and I'm trying to be okay with that right now. So check back in 2 weeks. Hopefully I'll have a full episode for you then. But today I just wanted to pop on and say that I'm excited that the election is over. I'm hopeful. I'm glad we have a new president-elect, and I'm just crossing my fingers that everything stays peaceful until he can take office in January. I wanted to read you a quick quote from a book that I'm hoping to read in the next couple months before the end of the year. It's called The Places That Scare You, A Guide to Fearlessness in Difficult Times by Pema Chodron. I've read some of her other books, but I'm really looking forward to reading this one at this particular time. I found the quote on goodreads.com. Acknowledging that we are all churned up is the first and most difficult step in any practice. Without compassionate recognition that we are stuck, it's impossible to liberate ourselves from confusion. Doing something different is anything that interrupts our ancient habit of indulging in our emotions. We do anything to cut the strong tendency to spin out. Anything that's non-habitual will do, even sing and dance or run around the block. We do anything that doesn't reinforce our crippling habits. The third, most difficult practice is to then remember that this is not something we do just once or twice. Interrupting our destructive habits and awakening our heart is the work of a lifetime. And that's something we talk about in this podcast so often, and it's something I've really been reminded of again and again as I've been dealing with some pretty strong anxiety right now. That you just have to keep breaking the habit, breaking the cycle again and again and again. And then there's one other quote from the same book I wanted to read, and it's this. That nothing is static or fixed, that all is fleeting and impermanent, is the first mark of existence. It is the ordinary state of affairs. Everything is in process. Everything, every tree, every blade of grass, all the animals, insects, human beings, buildings, the animate and the inanimate, is always changing, moment to moment. We don't have to be mystics or physicists to know this. Yet at the level of personal experience, we resist this basic fact. It means that life isn't always going to go our way. It means there's loss as well as gain. So, there you have it. I don't have a lot to say this week, but I'll be back to you soon with new episodes. And I'm wishing you all the best. Stay safe.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.